Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice, aka vocabilities.com. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be looking at a voice from one of you guys, one of the community, one of the subscribers to this channel. His name is Pratsal, and he's from Nepal. And just a heads up, this video is going to deal with enunciation versus pronunciation. So anyone interested in learning more about that, stick around because it might be very useful for you. First, let's watch the video that he sent me.
Hello, my name is Pratsal. I'm from Nepal, which is located between India and China. As you can see from my accent, it's South Asian. I'm not a native speaker of English. Even in my native language, I have a problem of misarticulation and omission of certain sounds while I speak. There may be other problems that I can't encounter. It would be great if you can show me the mistakes and show me the way from which I can better or improve my speaking.
First of all, Pratsal, thank you so much for sending the video in. It's great to hear you and finally meet you because obviously we've been chatting in the comments for a few weeks now. It's interesting because you're quite young, so that's on your side. That's a good thing, don't worry. And you have a voice. You have resonance, so something's working. The way you're using your body to create sound and your vocal folds and your resonance is there. It's fine. You're like, in that respect, you kind of got that going for you. So that's good. Very good. And it could be because you're relaxed and your posture's good. And I think that from this video, I can see that you're comfortable being in front of the camera. You're comfortable in your own skin. You seem to have a little bit of insecurity about your pronunciation, and it seems that your inquiry was for articulation, but I'm not going to focus so much on articulation as opposed to pronunciation and enunciation, because articulation is generally the lips, the teeth, the hard palate, the tongue, the breath we use, and it's not necessarily always... Articulation is the use of our articulators, you see, and you seem to be using them fine, you just seem to be using them in a different way. And it's most likely because you are from a non-native English-speaking country, that when you do speak English, your accent is heavily involved with the sound you make when you do speak English. So don't worry, it's fine. You can change it up and for whatever you want. But there's one thing I do need to know first, and it's, what is it you want? Because you sent me the video, but you didn't really... And you said you wanted to better articulate, but articulate is not, I don't think, the right word. The reason I say this is because what's it for? You need to define who's it for, what's it for, and why is it you want to change your accent? Because it is an accent. Now, you can clear your accent to sound more English, but you can also make your, without losing your accent too much, work on your enunciation. So when you pronounce words in English, they sound more articulate. Does that make sense? I've just used the articulation, pronunciation, and enunciation in the same sentence. Because you're very comfortable in your own language, when you've learned English, you probably understand it very much, and you do, clearly, because you're very, what we call, articulate. You've got a lot of words there. You're able to speak in the language at speed as well. Now, what I would say is, being fast is not necessarily helping you. I think maybe you can start to slow down because your pronunciation is getting in the way of your enunciation. So you're pronouncing things and you understand what you're saying and you're throwing them out there and you're making the sounds, but you're going at such a speed with the accent you have that your enunciation gets lost. So we need to learn to enunciate clearer. And enunciation is basically clarity. And it's specifically clarity towards who you're speaking to. And this is why I asked you, who's it for? Because if you're self-conscious about your voice because others aren't understanding you, then it's likely that you need to start thinking about, less worrying about what they think and more about how you can better enunciate for them. Which means, imagine that the people you're talking to are children, young, and maybe don't understand English so well. When you consider it like that, you will automatically slow down and take your time to pronounce each word and enunciate as clear as possible. Your articulation works. You can pronounce words, you just need to slow down and break up the sounds of the words. You seem to be taking out B's. There's a few times you said B and missed it out. Problems, rather than problems, problems. So there's something you're missing with your lips there. You need to break it down into its syllables and say problem, prob. Now this is a bit arduous and it's going to take you a bit of time, but you spend a couple of months now working on this, and for the rest of your life, and let's hope it's a long one, which is, what are you now? You're definitely under 20, aren't you? So you've probably got another 80-100 years left of your life, maybe more because people are living longer. So you just do 2 months and you're going to get 100 years out of it. Okay, so that's a small amount of effort when you think about how it's going to benefit you in the future. And what you're going to do, you're going to start working out and breaking down the words you speak. I want you to find some text, okay, some English text, anything, a book or magazine or newspaper, whatever you can find, and pick a paragraph or two. And every day, speak it, but start off as slow and as clear as possible. Break down each and every syllable to begin with. It sounds like I'm talking to an idiot, and I'm sorry if I come across like that, but that's how you're going to sound when you do this exercise. So every day you're going to get this paragraph or two and speak as slowly and as clearly as you can. Now, making sure that you say the letters. This is gonna do two things. It's one, gonna start connecting the conscious with the subconscious, because subconsciously you're able to speak in your native language without thinking too much. You can just let it out. And you still haven't, and you're, because you're using your own accent in the English language, it's just your accent is subconscious. So that's what you're using, and you're quite conscious about the English words you're using, so there's not quite a harmony then yet. So more practice of speaking and more practice of correct enunciation and slowing it down and practicing every syllable is going to eventually make your conscious mind more aware of the sounds that you want to make in the English language, and then your conscious and subconscious mind and your body and your mouth and everything that's involved with the words you speak will be in harmony, and you will sound much clearer and articulate, I guess. So that's my advice for you, Pratsal. I hope it's helpful, and I hope it's helpful to anyone else out there who maybe English isn't your first language. Maybe you have issues in people understanding you or being comfortable in speaking. It's often, when English isn't your first language, difficult to recognize that your own subconscious speaking behavior is what's controlling the sounds you make. So you could just call that accent, but in order to then relearn a language, that's quite academic and conscious, and although you can embody the words, you don't always necessarily embody the physicality that goes with those words. So slowing down, breaking up every single syllable with a page of words or text, maybe or two paragraphs, will really help. But do it every day. Do it every day. Do articulation exercises to make sure the muscles and everything's working clearly and properly, but then practice speaking slower and clearer. And that, my friend, is my advice for you to be going on with. Don't send me anything for another 2 months until you've gone away and done that, and come back and let's see how it goes. You won't be speaking slowly and clearly forever. Eventually you'll be able to pick up speed and then have better enunciation, pronunciation and articulation. So don't worry, it'll get there. And remember, life is long, so it's worth doing now. Right, thank you everyone for watching. Thank you again, Pratsal, for sending that in to me. So anyone else has got something they want to share, maybe you've got an issue with your voice or just want to have some advice, send me a message in the comments below, or just say hi. Say hi to Pratsal, say hi to me, and just like let me know that you're out there, because we're trying to create a community here, and it'd be really nice if you could all get involved. I'm going to be starting to do some Instagram live chats very soon, very, very soon. So come along to Happy Boy McStay, which is my Instagram handle, send me a DM, follow me, and then we can work out a time and place if you want to chat about your voice and do it. We'll just do it live. As you can probably hear from my voice, I've been doing a lot of physical exercises and it's a bit, there's tension in there. So there's this husky sound, this husky feeling. So I'm going to go and do some of my own voice work and stop being a hypocrite and get back to you soon. All right, so I'm Darren McStay. This is vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.